thanks. 654, Hot 97, Jet Compton Traffic. Here's Joe Bierna.
Good morning, Jay Paul. Westbound Cross Bronx Expressway. Sluggish through Rosedale Avenue. Right lane closed in the underpass there. Southbound BQE crawls KB down to the Willie B. Harlem River Drive in the east side. Sluggish 120s down through the 90s. Don't forget First Avenue ramp to the outbound Willis Avenue Bridge. Closed for construction. Make sure you pick up that Triborough Bridge between the city and the Bronx. Eastbound Long Island Expressway. We're just looking at a two-truck problem here at Little Neck Parkway. A disabled gasoline truck in the right lane and then a tractor-trailer accident just east of him over on the right shoulder, attracting lots of rubbernecking eastbound if you're headed out to the island. Don't forget 48th and 8th. The three lanes closed due to yesterday's water main break. This report is brought to you by Amoco. How much confidence does Amoco have in quality of Amoco Ultimate Gasoline? They guarantee it. Ask your dealer about Amoco Ultimate Gasoline Guarantee. Your car knows. I'm Joe Beernuts in the Hot 97 Jet Copter.
We get your number on a Wednesday morning. It's 964. The daily is 964. And the win four is 9072. That's 9072. Take a look at your ticket. And good luck, everybody. And don't forget the second chance lottery coming up in a couple of minutes exclusively on Hot 97 at 710. Hot 97 Spirits brought to you by Budweiser. Expo 7, Mets 4. It was not Sid's night. Fernandez gave up 5 runs, 6 hits, a homer, and a walk. And then he walked after pitching only 12 batters and 2 innings. Yang shanked the fur off the Tigers. New York Yankees 10, Tigers 4. Nolan Ryan won number 300 last night in Milwaukee. And tonight, the Yang shanked the Tigers at 7:30 p. Mets and the Expos at 7:30 p.p. Hot 97 weather from meteorologist Nick Gregory. It's going to be mostly sunny. High topping out at about 83. And tonight, clear and cool. Low dropping to 68. More sun tomorrow. Details at 7:15 from the Nick and the Fox. Right now, 66 in the city, 6:56. I'm J. Paul Emerson of your FM. Sounds funny. It's Howard Hoffman and Stephanie Miller on Hot. Come on now, Mama, 97.
Sick and tired of being left at home. Yeah.
Are we having fun yet?
Answer me.
From the top of the Empire State Building, 97.1 WQHT, New York. Hot 97.
Hot 97, New York's Hot Mix. Howard Hoffman and Stephanie Miller. We're going to be thrust upon the public one more time. Okay, they're going to keep on trying it. Going to keep on trying it, but we will be without the goons, so we're safe. Yours truly, Howard and Stephanie, with George Lamond today at the new Sam Goody on 42nd Street between 2nd and 3rd Avenues. Register to win tickets to George's show this Sunday night at Trix in Franklin Square, Long Island. Come on down and say hello.
Because we're a lot uglier than we sound.
Yeah, really.
Come on out and join the fun.
Speak of the devil, here's Bat of the Heart on Hot 97. New York's Hot Mix and George Lamond, Bat of the Heart at 7:07, 7 minutes after 7, with a fish for brain kids, Howard and Stephanie. Mostly sunny today and a high of 83, clear tonight, low of 68, and more sunshine tomorrow, high of 85. Wear something flimsy. In New York right now, 68 degrees at Hot 97.
So nice call a little while ago. Somebody called and read us a poem. That was very nice.
Loosely speaking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that was very nice of you to sick them on the people in Washington Square. Down there.
How about that?
Yeah. Yeah. But we were talking about all the candidates for most annoying people in New York, and I think we nominated the guys with the bullhorn preachers in Times Square.
Yeah.
Right up there. But you know what? I found somebody else over the weekend, and tell me if this is true. I know this can't be, maybe it's just in Manhattan, but the flyer people from hell. Do you know who I mean? People that hand out flyers.
Oh, yeah.
Every 3 inches.
Well, especially here in the Schmata District where every sale is going on. Check it out. Check it out.
Yeah.
They
always get me when I've got like an armful of packages and they try to like jam it up your nasal passage.
Check it out, baby.
Want a flyer? Do I look like I want a flyer?
Take it.
They're like maniacal about making sure you get, they'll just stick it in any orifice. It's like,
okay,
I don't want a flyer.
Open your mouth. There you go.
And then, to be nice, once in a while, you take one, and it's like one for anal warts or something. Thank you! Oh, thanks!
Well, you're set if you ever get them, okay? They're just looking out for your welfare. Second Chance Lottery coming up next.
Hi, Terry Schottman here from Hot 97 Sales Department for Nutrisystem.
You've been hearing me brag about my weight loss. Now it's been 4 weeks and I'm 14 pounds lighter. Yesterday I bought some new summer outfits and I'm down two sizes and it feels great. You know, it wasn't even hard thanks to Nutrisystem. Like me, you could do it too. Isn't it time to stop hiding in those oversized t-shirts? Come on, look great and feel good about yourself. Call Nutrisystem today.
There are over 80 Nutrisystem centers located throughout the metro New York area, including their newest centers on Lexington Avenue and on 86th Street, Manhattan. Call 1-800-321-THIN. That's 1-800-321-THIN. Nutrisystem. They succeed where diets fail you.
The Hot 97 Second Chance Lottery. It's your chance to win $250 in cash. If you're 18 or older, it's as easy as listening to Hot 97 every weekday morning at 7:10, or again in the afternoon at 4:10 as we draw a random three-digit number. The first Hot 97 listener to call the hotline with a ticket from the past day's New York State Lottery that matches that number wins. To cash in, all you have to do is bring your ticket to our studios by 6 p.m. the next business day. If you're into it, complete rules are available at our offices. The winning's easy, and good luck from Hot 97. The Hot 97 Second Chance Lottery.
The winning is easy, and so is Stephanie. Hot 97.
Shut up.
You shut up.
No, you Mom.
Hot 97 gives you another chance of winning the New York State Lottery Daily Numbers Game with Second Chance Lottery, where we draw a new number at about 7:10 every morning. And Tim Bird this afternoon for Broadway Bill Lee draws another one at 4:10. Get out your losing numbers game lottery ticket. We could be drawing your number right now, but then again, we may not be. Last night's winning number in the daily game officially was 964. Now here comes our
excuse
new
me, Howard?
Second
flyer?
Chance lottery number.
Flyer? Flyer?
Yeah.
Here. Take a flyer. Sorry.
Get that out of my mouth.
Sorry.
Here comes this morning's new Second Chance lottery number. Stephanie by the ball machine. Mm-hmm. Ready for the first one?
Here we go. One.
And here comes the second one.
Oy vey, it's a seven.
Hi, here comes the third.
Oy, it's a six.
So this morning's new Second Chance lottery number is?
They're matzo balls this morning. 176.
First person in at 1-800-223-9797. West, the daily game numbers ticket dated July 31st, 1990 with the numbers?
176.
In that order wins $250 in cash. Good luck from the hot one and the brand new one from Prince Thieves in the Temple on Hot 97.
Love come quick. In the temple tonight.
The Hot 97 Second Chance Lottery.
Welcome to it. Who is this?
David Axelrod.
Hey, Dave. Hey. Where are you calling from?
Bronx.
All right. What? Read us the numbers off your losing numbers ticket.
The 176.
That's the winner.
All right. Oh, boo-boo.
Hey, got yourself $250 in cash.
And a picnic basket. It's the hottest station in creation.
Hot 97.
We're not trying to imply our listeners are goofy. We're just kidding.
No, they're trying to imply they're Yogi. Goofy's a different cartoon character.
Here's Nick Gregory in the Fox 5 Broadcast Center.
All righty, Howard and Stephanie, and boy, it is just spectacular outside. The low humidity has moved in. The temperature is 64 degrees. Skies are becoming mostly sunny in the area, and it's just going to be a grand day. 63 degrees in Tarrytown, New York, and down by New Brunswick, New Jersey, we're picking up a temperature of 61 degrees. Very, very refreshing. And a mostly sunny, warm day ahead for us with very low humidity that'll develop. The high today, a comfortable 83 degrees. Tonight, clear, and the nice weather sticking around again. You can just open the windows and save some money. Don't have to crank up the AC. Overnight low, 67 in the city, 55 to 60 north and west. And then tomorrow, wow, spectacular, bright sunshine, low humidity, nice and warm, the high 85 degrees. More of the good stuff on Friday, sunshine, low humidity, once again, mid-80s. And then the weekend, it starts warming up, I think upper 80s over the weekend and still remaining dry, but we may start seeing the humidity returning over the weekend. Another update in 30 minutes from the Fox 5 Broadcast Center. I'm meteorologist Nick Gregory.
More music.
Hot, hot, hot. 97.
No!
Oh, yeah.
A slime man.
Get out of my way.
Slime.
No!
Bang, 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 bang. Mm-hmm. A slime.
Men or
are slime. If you have a good example of why men are slime, call the station now at 1-800-223-9797.
Fine. Mm-hmm. Fine. Yes, sirree. Wednesday, Men Are Slime Day. You got a good story. You can cash in. Best story wins. It is 1-800-223-9797. Once again,
you may be
Howard's
a partner.
Favorite creature.
You may be my partner. You may be a co-host on this show. Mm. You're still outnumbered in the studio. Keep that in mind.
Okay. Oh, yeah. I'm scared. Ooh, I'm shaking. What are you going to beat me up with your...
I can turn your microphone off at will. Keep that in mind. Right.
You power mad little bastard. You
little stupid little bitch.
What are you going to beat me to death with your copies of the National? Ooh, I'm scared.
All right, put the McCalls down and let's get on with the show, okay, babe?
721, your red book.
Shut
Here
up.
He is. You shut up. You J. Paul Emerson.
Three kids went out to get a hero sandwich and became three heroes. Saved a baby's life in Queens. You got that. You got a whole lot more. Sports, weather, and Hot 97. Chet Captain Traffic in a minute.
Canada Drive presents The Young at Heart.
Good morning, everybody. 64 degrees in the city, 724. I'm J. Paul Emerson with a Hot 97 information update brought to you this morning by Canada Dry Ginger Ale. Chill out with the good stuff. Three teenagers and a baby. Sounds like a TV movie, but it is not a TV movie. Three teenagers went out to get a deli sandwich and came home with a baby. Now, they saw the mother put the baby on a dumpster, thought she would come back. She did not come back, so they took the baby home, cleaned her up, dressed her in new clothes, fed her some formula, and called the cops. Baby's okay this morning. Mother is not. She is charged with leaving her baby on a dumpster in Queens. Once upon a time, they asked Hank Steinbrenner, how can we help the Yankees? And he said, get rid of my father. Well, the commissioner did, and now George wants Hank to take over the Bombers, but it may not happen. 18 partners and the Yankees and the other ball club owners have to vote on Hank, and most of them want someone who knows a little bit more about baseball than Hank Steinbrenner. Another cab driver stabbed in the Bronx this morning. He's okay, will live, but the stabber is not okay. Stole the cab and got caught getting out of another cab near the scene of the stabbing. Dude was on his way home. He's 22 and charged with attempted murder, robbery, and stealing a cab. Another low blow for the Brooklyn Navy Yard. Didn't finish the job on time, so the Navy jerked the contract. $20 million worth of work down the tubes and 200 workers losing their jobs. Navy says the projects were supposed to be finished, but the work was only 60% done, so they finished with the Brooklyn Navy Yard. Yeah, they kissed off the $20 million contract. Altitude Lou is a hero, an award-winning hero, for saving the life of a Boston man going down for the third time last year. Police Department has honored Hot 97's Altitude Lou with a civilian commendation for his heroics and unselfish action in saving the life of a Boston man who fell in the East River on his birthday. So once again, congratulations to Altitude Lou. At 7:26, Hot 97's award-winning Chet Captain Traffic, here's Joe. Oh, Bearda!
Good morning, J. Paul. Right now we're cruising down the west side about 120 miles an hour up in the air. The traffic, though, southbound heavy from the George Washington Bridge all the way down through the 150s, and you're clean all the way down and off at 56th Street. Don't forget, northbound 8th Avenue, three left lanes closed at 48th Street due to yesterday's water main break. The 1st Avenue ramp to the outbound Willis Avenue Bridge closed for construction. As a result, that Tri-Borough Bridge, we're starting to see extra volume leaving Manhattan over to the Bronx. 59th Street Bridge inbound upper right lanes very slow. Left lanes are better. Southbound FDR Drive packed. 130s down through the 80s. That ongoing construction blocks the right lane. All mass transit school this morning. This report is brought to you by 9X Mobile Communications. Whether you own a mobile or portable cellular phone, with 9X voicemail service, you'll never miss another important phone call. Put 9X voicemail to work for you. Call 1-800-292-BELL. I'm Joe Beernuts in the award-winning Hot 97 Jet Captain.
New York Lotto. We get your number on a Wednesday morning. It's 964. The daily is 964. The win four is 9072. That's 9072. Take a look at your ticket and good luck, everybody. Hot 97 Sports brought to you by Budweiser. Expos did it to the Mets. Oh, my God. 7-4. Sid Fernandez. 5 runs, 6 hits, a homer, and a walk in just 2 innings. Pitched 12 batters and lost the game. Oh, the Yanks shanked the fur off the Tigers last night. New York Yankees 10, Tigers 4. Nolan Ryan has number 300, won it last night in Milwaukee. And tonight the Yanks yanked the Tigers at 7:30 p. Mets do the Expos at 7:30 p.p. Hot 97 weather for meteorologist Nick Gregory. It's going to be mostly sunny today. High top at about 83. Tonight clear and cool. Low drop in the 68. More sun tomorrow. Details at 7:45 from the Nick in the Box. Right now 64 in the city. 7:48. I'm J. Paul Emerson. If your FM sounds funny, it's Howard Hoffman and Stephanie Miller on Hot. Come on, Mama 97.
My first mistake was, it wasn't that you.
Hot 97, New York's Hot Mix. Yeah, 7:31, 29 before 8. It's Howard Hoffman, it's Stephanie Miller. It's a Wednesday, and that means, lots of fun and music and information. And,
we got
some things coming up a little bit later on this morning, and you may want to listen.
Get
like
out of
after,
way!
Like,
get out!
Like after 10 after
Men 8. Men are slime!
Oh.
Right now, 1-800-223-9797.
Don't listen! Don't listen to her!
Get out of my way.
Hot steady in the whispers on Hot 97, New York's Hot Mix. 7:35, 25 before 8. Howard Hoffman and Stephanie Miller with mostly sunny weather today for the 1st of August. High of 83. Clear tonight, low of 68, and got more sunshine tomorrow and a high of 85. In New York right now, we got 64 degrees at Hot 97. Don't forget, at noon today, yours truly. Yours truly's. How do we refer to ourselves? Yours, yours truly.
Some sort of pluralism.
Yeah. Howard and Stephanie with George Lamond at noon today at the new Sam Goody, 42nd Street between 2nd and 3rd Avenues. He'll be signing things. We'll be sitting there looking incredulous. And you can also register to win tickets to George's show.
Could you get the hell out of my way? Who are you?
Yeah.
Can I get to George, please?
And you can register to win tickets to George's show this Sunday night at Trix, Franklin Square, Long Island. Okay, no.
All right, now get out of my way, little DJ man.
Wait,
be gone, little DJ man.
Gotta get the phone. Turn up your microphone one more time if you do that.
No.
Hi, do you have a story for Men or Slime?
Yes, I do.
Okay, goodbye.
Hey. Hi. Who's this?
Hi, Stephanie. This is Leslie.
Hi, Leslie. Ignore what's his name. Go ahead.
Okay. Kevin and I have been friends for about 12 years.
Did you build this phone yourself?
Get off her back. All right,
and,
go ahead.
And we've also been lovers during that time, too.
Uh-huh.
And we were pretty hot and heavy there for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And I went away on vacation in May. And I came back, and I found out from a friend of his that he got engaged to someone else.
Oh, that qualifies as cheating, I think.
Oh, he didn't even have the to tell me.
Hey,
I talked to him twice after I came back from vacation.
Oh.
He never said a word.
Oh.
Is that being a slime?
Let's call Faye Vincent and get him banned for life. Want to?
Oh.
Oh, yell it for us.
Kevin, you are slime.
Oh, that's exciting.
Yeah. Okay. We're just getting warmed up here. 1-800-223-9797. Let's whip ourselves up into that man-hating fury that we all know and love.
Yeah, you're really, I really lost the will to live after that story. Okay, fine. Chrysler.
Don't you know that I still love you?
Hot 97, your 50,000 watt hot mix.
Hot mix.
Are you okay?
Oh, God. Oh, you're right there. Oh, God. Yes. 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 Oh, God. Oh.
I'll have what she's having. Wasn't that lovely? Hi, this is Bob Saget of America's Funniest Home Videos and Full House, and you are listening to Stephanie Miller and Howard Hoffman, or Howard Hoffman and Stephanie Miller, depending on who's on top, I forget, on Hot 97.
Wake up with Hoffman and Miller, wake up with Howard and Stephanie, wake up with Hot 97, all right with me. Wake up with Hoffman and Miller, wake up with Howard and Stephanie, wake up with Hot 97, all right with me.
Well, I'm feeling good today. You know, I've had a cold for the last 3 days, but golly, I feel great. Stephanie, how are you doing?
I had a rock eyed. Why, you, I oughta.
See, that's what you get for being intimate on the radio, babe.
Boy, last time I swapped spit with you, pal. No more tonsil hockey.
All right, fine. You know, just trying to get to know my partner a little bit better, and what happens? You catch my cold.
Yeah, well, I don't need a dental probe, okay?
Boy. Just want to make sure
that
you're healthy.
I'm on 7 second delay today. I'm on Comtrex.
Oh, no. Oh, brother, that stuff just.
You know, and I
remember last time you were on that.
Yeah.
The last time we did the show and you. I took Comtrex today. And, you know, I said, here's Stephanie with the weather. And like 7 seconds later, I was like, hi.
Yeah. You know, and I had a full day planned of operating heavy machinery. And I couldn't be madder about it.
I know. Well, do it anyway.
I was going to level my garage. I had rented a bulldozer. And now.
The jigsaw?
Yeah.
You'll be able to operate that today?
Yeah. Can opener, no. Vibrator, no. It's going to be a bitter, empty hell of a day for me.
Yeah, well. All right.
Well.
I'll operate the heavy machinery for you this morning.
All right.
That's what partners are for.
Thanks.
That's what friends are for.
Oh.
Sorry.
Thank you,
Dion. Just getting all our bodily functions out of the way right now.
Yeah.
God knows. We're going to be listening to enough of this from you today. Because they've been listening to it from me for the past 3 days, too. So,
yeah.
Anyway, welcome to Friday. It's August 3rd. It's Howard Hoffman and Stephanie Miller on the Hot One for a Friday. Hello, Americans. It's Friday.
Oh, boy. We're going to crank up that, it's a special version today. It's the King Hussein bite me line today.
Oh, yeah.
We'll get to that later.
Oh, brother. Jesus.
Well, if we had a rockweed,
good thing we sold our cars, baby. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Yeah. Let's
get the
Never
mind. The rain, the moon, the stars, and the
mountains. All that you're looking for. I just got word that Mr. Stress is going to try to call us in less than a half an hour.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. Good morning. Hot 97, New York's Hot Mix.
He'll wake me up.
Yeah, well, he's made enough appearances on other radio stations. It's time for him to come back home where he belongs. mostly sunny today with a high 90. There's not going to be much humidity, though. Clear tonight, low 73. This all according to Nick Gregory at the Fox 5 Broadcast Center, who is sleeping on the couch over there.
Mm.
And we're going to wake him up at 6:15. He'll tell you all about it. In New York right now, it's 70 at Hot 97.
Hey, Mr. Stress will send me some Chesterfield. Tell me over this cold. What do you think?
Smoke it out?
I want to get that landlady hack up.
Yeah.
My landlady. Where's the rent? Want a glass of rye?
Hey, we got a new one from Pebbles. Giving you the benefit of the doubt. Let's do it. That's Pebbles from her album.
Yabba dabba doo.
Right. And okay. Giving you the benefit of the doubt, her latest. Good morning, 5:47. It's 13 before 6. Howard Hoffman and Stephanie Miller on the Hot One.
You're not going to make me go on the street today because I'm sick, are you?
Steph on the street day, come on.
I brought a note.
Stop. That's a phony signet. Come on, that's a phony signet. Come on, sign my mother. Come on, give me a break. Give me a little credit, will you? Caro on Hot 97.
I should have known it would be this way.
Hot 97, New York's Hot Mix, and our good buddy Coro can't let you go. Good morning, 5:51, 9 before 6. Howard Hoffman, Stephanie Miller, and J. Paul Emerson. We made it to Friday, August 3rd. Hope it's a good one for you. Stand by because we got lots of fun stuff today. We got tickets to Janet Jackson. We got tickets to Erasure. We got tickets to Great Adventure to see Stevie B tonight. All that coming up later on this morning, so stick around.
Coro has passed the major macho male test in the world.
How do you
now,
do
I know you can lift, like, you know, a fairly large copy of the National, but he had the biggest gold chain I've ever seen at Hot Night, and he's, like, in the back of his neck, like, the muscles, he just held that sucker up like you just wouldn't believe.
Yeah.
It's, I bet you couldn't do it either, little man.
I'm telling you right now, I can't, because I said, Carl, geez, great chains, let me try it. I put it on and...
Funk, oh, yeah, oh, yeah.
Pick me up.
Strong little guy.
Yeah, you got to start lifting more Nationals. 5:53, he's here, Mr. Macho J. Paul Emerson.
Well, this mailman in Yakima, Washington was delivering the mail and ended up delivering a male.
Huh?
A baby, a male baby. A little boy runs up to the mailman on the street and says, "Quick, mister, my sister's having a baby." Well, the mailman runs into the house, and this 16-year-old girl is having a baby, and her mom and her dad are sitting there on the couch looking at her like they're watching television or something. I mean, they didn't know what to do, man. Apparently, they didn't know she was pregnant. But anyway, the mailman does know she was pregnant because he delivered her baby. Everything is A-okay.
Like they're sitting around watching television.
Oops.
Only in America, man.
Did I spill my Coke? Oh, that's not what that is.
Pass the munchies. The U.S. Navy is headed in Kuwait's direction this morning. I don't think Uncle Sam is going to have to use the U.S. Carrier Independence, but it's nice to have it sitting off the Persian Gulf because we have a lot of Americans in Kuwait. And the report this morning was that the Kuwaiti Army is forcing 8 American workers to continue working at a U.S., make it a Kuwaiti refinery, an oil refinery, in northern Kuwait. That's a little bit upsetting to Uncle Sam. They don't like the idea of Americans having foreign guns in their backs in war zones. And it is a war zone this morning. Kuwaiti troops and Iraqis are still fighting in the capital city of Kuwait. So we'll see later on today what's going to happen. Basically, what Uncle Sam is doing is just going to put the freeze on Kuwait's money and Iraqis' money and hope that these guys run out of money and everything goes back to normal. This is a little bit strange. I don't think I've ever heard of this happening before. People fishing at a pond in Florida, lightning hit the pond on the other side of the bank, and the people standing on the other shore were electrocuted by the lightning coming through the pond and through their fishing lines. I don't think I've ever heard of anything like that happening before, but 2 people died in that particular incident. A couple of other people were shocked. In St. Louis, they put up a sign to welcome foreign visitors. A big, big sign, welcome foreigners. And it was in like 30 different languages, and 15 of the languages they misspelled all the words. So, welcome to St. Louis. Now you know why they've got that weird arch over the river over there. It's to hold the people together. Oh, good idea. David Dinkins has come up with a great idea. Actually, it was somebody else's idea, but Dave is putting it into action. You know how every time they have something on the river, they release all of these balloons? Well, where do the balloons go? Well, the balloons go into the water. In Long Island Sound, it goes into the rivers, it goes into the ocean, and then what happens? Turtles attack these balloons. I mean, these balloons, they get smaller and smaller. Looks like something interesting to eat. The turtles grab them, and it's been wiping out the turtle population. So David Dinkins, having a little ceremony, says we're not going to release any balloons this time. I think it's a great idea. Let's get rid of the balloons. From the Blowout Your Own Department, TV's Dennis the Menace does 38 today. Martin Sheen, Emilio Estevez, and Charlie Sheen's father. If you don't know who Martin Sheen is, he blows out 50 today. And Billy James Hargis, Texas Holy Rollers, going to scare the hell out of 65 today. In New York Lotto, we got your number on a Friday morning. It's 108. The daily is 108, and the win four is 53-24. That's 5-3-2-4. Take a look at your ticket, and good luck, everybody. And Viola picked up win number 15. The Mets ripped the Expos a new one. Mets 5, Expos 1. We'll do it again tonight in St. Louis as the Conehead shuffles the cards. And it took the Yankees 14 innings to lose this game. I mean, they were fighting. Tigers 6, Yanks 5. Yanks do the Indians tonight. We'll pluck some feathers at about 7:30 p. And weather, well, it's going to be mostly sunny. High top at about 90 degrees today. Tonight, clear and mild. Low dropping to about 73. Nick will be in here to tell you all about it about 15 minutes. Right now, 69 degrees in the city, 5:57. I'm J. Paul Emerson of your FM. Sounds funny. It's Howard Hoffman and Stephanie Miller on Hot. Come on now, Mama 97.
I'm just dancing. dancing my butt off?
Are we having fun yet?
Answer me!
From the top of the Empire State Building, 97.1 WQHT New York.
Hot, mighty set.
This is a stupid show.
We got it together, darling. We're ready for it.
Let it out. It'll fit like a glove. Lisa Stansfield, you can't deny it, on Hot 97, New York's Hot Mix. Good morning at 6:05, 5 minutes after 6. Howard Hoffman in the 6, Stephanie Miller. Oh, poor baby. You're still going out on the street later on. Don't worry.
Bite me.
Shut up.
You shut up.
You shut up.
No, you...
Nick Gregory says, mostly sunny today with a high 90. There will be much humidity, moisture in the air, though. Clear tonight, low 73, and mostly sunny and humid tomorrow. 90 in the city, 80 at the beaches. Same for Sunday. In New York right now, it's 70 degrees at Hot 97. Howard and Stephanie, enjoying a Friday with you.
And of course.
Wait a minute. Hang on a second. Hot 97, good morning. Hello.
Howard and Stephanie.
Well, it...
Answer me!
Hi, Mr. Stress. It sounds like you're on your car phone.
Good evening, Sherlock. I have just one word to say about living in New York.
Yeah?
Can we quote you on that?
Quote this, Turkey Lips. What is it about driving alone in your car that makes you want to pick your nose? Answer me!
Well,
I'm on my cell phone, stuck in gridlock that'd choke a small continent. Next to me is some clown in a Hyundai picking his stinking nose.
Look at him! Oh, boy.
Picking, looking at his fingers. Oh, and then more.
Mr. Stress.
What?
Why are you telling us this?
Just taking that million to one shot that this guy is actually listening to you, Han Yachts, this morning. Apparently, he isn't. Hey, still there, picking and picking. God, this is disgusting.
Yeah, no kidding.
Hang on, let me roll down my window here.
No!
Hey!
No.
Hey, mister! Hey! I have a masonry drill in the trunk. Want to shove that up your beak? Answer me!
Mr. Stress!
Oh, man, he's ignoring me.
Well, fine. Maybe now you'll just mind your own... Hey!
Hey, you! With a technicolor pinky! What, do you keep your toll money up there? Answer me! You know, this guy's really getting on my nerves.
Ignore him, Mr. Stress.
How can I concentrate on driving when old Yosemite Sam here is digging for gold up his nostrils?
Well...
Answer me!
Just don't look at him.
Well, thank God my lane is starting to move now. Hey! See you later, Slim Pickens! Jeez, what a pig.
Well, thank God that's over.
Thank God is right. What is it about sitting alone in your car that makes you have to tug on your underwear crotch?
Oh, no.
This guy next to me, pulling and yanking. Yank, yank, yank. Pull, pull, pull.
Hang up on him now, Howard,
hey,
please.
Hey, I got a pair of pliers in the trunk.
Goodbye, Mr. Stress.
Goodbye.
I haven't seen so much fiddling since Itzhak Perlman was in town.
Goodbye.
Bye now.
Slam it. Jam it. Make the shot. Gatorade's the one when you're feeling hot.
Oh, thank you. That's what we hear anyway. 6:10, 10 minutes after 6 with Howard and Stephanie. Got a pair of tickets. Go see Erasure at Jones Beach, August 7th. Be the 97th caller right now. 1-800-223-9797. It's Val Young, if you should ever be lonely, on Hot 97. Hot 97, New York's Hot Mix of You Should Ever Be Lonely and Val Young. Good morning, 6:14, 14 minutes after 6 with Howard Hoffman and Stephanie Miller. Pam Mara of White Plains, congratulations. Going to go see Erasure at Jones Beach August 7th.
I'm not a satisfied customer.
Stand by on the street with a weekend beat in less than a half an hour.
Right now, let's check that weather thing. Nick Gregory's in the Fox 5 Broadcast Center. Good morning, Nick.
Good morning, Howard and Stephanie. Good morning, everybody. It's Friday morning, so we have the weekend coming, and let me tell you, it is going to be spectacular. I mean, we are really in luck. We had a beautiful day yesterday, and it's very nice outside now. 69 degrees, clear skies. We have clear weather basically everywhere this morning. Just a few thin scattered clouds, but no big deal. 67 right now in Stamford, Connecticut. And as we look out towards central New Jersey, we're finding temperatures there basically in the low to mid-60s, like out by down by the Princeton area right now. Temperatures there are 63 degrees. And the forecast is just about the same as yesterday, mostly sunny, very warm, but low humidity, so you won't really feel oppressive heat outside today, although it will reach 90 degrees, maybe even just higher than that in some areas, like central Jersey. Could be 93 today, 90 in the city, 80 at the shore with the localized sea breeze. Tonight, clear and mild, 73 in town, 60 to 65 in the northern and western suburbs. Then tomorrow, mostly sunny, very warm once again, about 90 degrees, maybe a little warmer in inland sections, and 80 at the shore. It'll be a bit more humid tomorrow, and that trend will continue on into Sunday, where you'll really start to feel the humidity Sunday. Partly sunny, but still dry, and the high Sunday, 88 again to near 90 degrees. Probably the next chance of rain will be on Monday. So no rain this weekend, I don't believe it. From the Fox 5 Broadcast Center, I'm meteorologist Nick Gregory.
A call letter. WQHT. The frequency. 97.1. The radio station. Hot 97.